Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm John Batchelor with Josh Ireland. The death of Trotsky, the true story of the plot to kill Stalin's greatest enemy. The fatalist Trotsky and his wife Natalia are living in Mexico at the suburb of Mexico City in a house by that's owned by two famous painters, Coco and Rivera. However, at the same time, there is the NKVD order to kill Trotsky. How are you going to get into the compound guarded by the Mexican police and by private guards, all of whom are well-armed and are aware that the NKVD is trying to penetrate our defenses? The Mercader family is the recruiting agent, but not the only recruiting agent. And while Caridad can operate as a grown woman, no suspect there, although she's a very accomplished killer as well as a spy, having left her Cuban roots behind, her son Ramon has another approach. He's going to find a way into the compound as merely a well-attended Trotskyist, an admirer of Trotsky. And the way he does that is to go to America. Well, he comes across, it's serendipity. He comes across a way to connect to Mexico City via a young woman. How does he recruit a fiancé? Who is she, and how does that get him into Mexico City, Josh?
So Ramon doesn't begin. He's not recruited to assassinate Trotsky. To begin with, he understands his mission is just to help penetrate the Trotskyist entourage, and he does that by seducing a naive young American Trotskyist called Sylvia Agaloff, who the NKVD know is traveling to Paris in the summer of 1938. They arrange for her to accidentally bump into what she thinks is a dissolute Belgian playboy in the bar of the Ritz. And against her, against all her best instincts, this woman who is a committed communist, who eschews luxury, she falls in love with this handsome young man that she meets. And although there are sort of strange gaps in the stories he tells her, and occasionally she has these sort of flickers of suspicion, it seems as if she's sort of carried away by the some romance and the glamour of this existence that she suddenly found herself in the middle of. So they live briefly together in Paris. Then they move to Brooklyn, which is where she's from. And then eventually, under the auspices of, he pretends to be Jacques Monod, the Belgian playboy, who is, of course, Ramon Mercader, says that he has joined an import-export business that has a headquarters in Mexico City. So would Sylvia like to join him? And the reason he wants Sylvia, or the NKVD wants Sylvia, to go to Mexico City with Ramon is because they know that she is his passport into the tight-knit, suspicious, closely guarded community that Trotsky has around him. So by the time they arrive in Mexico City, Trotsky has left the Blue House, Frida Kahlo's childhood home, and is set up in a kind of compound a couple of blocks away, which is guarded by these fearsome guardhouse. The Trotskyist supporters have given him money to make the walls more resilient. They've got guards. They've got electronic doors. It's kind of a fortress, and Trotsky resents this. He kind of realizes that the fortress that has been built to protect him is also a kind of prison.
But the reason they build that is because the NKVD tried to crudely machine gun him to death. They shot up the Blue House.
Well, it was in the second home that the NKVD first tried to kill him. But that attack was preceded by this very careful, very sophisticated, very clever seduction by Ramon of the people around Trotsky. So first he seduces Sylvia, still presenting himself as this sort of playboy. He has no interest in politics. And then Sylvia begins to visit Trotsky's home. And what Ramon does very cleverly is, to begin with, he doesn't show any interest really in meeting Trotsky. He just drops Sylvia off in his big smart car. He hangs out with the guards. You know, he gives them cigarettes. He buys them things. He chats to them. And then slowly, steadily, he gets closer and closer to Trotsky. And everyone thinks he's this nice guy. You know, they think he's useful. He runs errands for them. He hangs out with Trotsky's grandson. He, you know, helps them do their shopping. And then there's this big shock in May of 1940, where there's a raid by the NKVD, which is led by a man called David Alfaro Siqueiros, who, oddly enough, is another muralist who had once been one of...
30 seconds, Josh. Go ahead. Get the machine guns.
Who once been one of Diego Rivera's greatest friends, but was also a committed Stalinist. And there's this sort of shambolic attempt to kill Trotsky and his family, where about 30 men storm the compound. They fire maybe 200 bullets. They set fire to various bits of the compound, but not a single person is wounded. They're just there's a scratch on Sever.
The book is The Death of Trotsky, the true story of the plot to kill Stalin's greatest enemies. Josh Ireland's the author. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.